You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Now that I've learned more about this expression, I have to give my own usage another think.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
So, Ann, what usage are we talking about here?
To explain, I'm actually going to ask you a question, Rebecca. I'm going to give you a sentence, and I want you to just fill in the blank with what the word that comes to mind. Don't overthink this. So here we go. Well, let me tell you, if you think that, you have another coming.
Another thing coming.
That's what I say.
Yeah, it's what Judas Priest says.
You're totally right. However, we have another think coming here.
Oh, no.
This comes from one of our listeners, Don, and Don wrote to say, it is so interesting that, and here I quote, so many people sincerely believe that it is another thing coming. And I thought, I am one of those people who believe it is another thing coming. And Don adds, this makes no sense. Why would you award a thing to someone for having a wrong thought?
I just assumed the thing was a bad thing. Whatever is coming is a bad thing because you were expecting a good thing from being right for what you thought, but you're not right. You've got another thing coming.
And I have to say, I hadn't even thought about it that carefully. It was an idiom for me. You have another thing coming. Who knows what the thing is? Who cares? Well, from what we can tell, the original idiom is, if you think X, you've got another think coming, which makes total sense. It's playful. And one of the things that makes it playful is that we don't use think as a noun all that often. You have another think coming. We can do it. The Oxford English Dictionary has think as a noun going back to the early 19th century. Here's one nice example from 1891. Let's have a cigar and a quiet think.
I do like that. I could use that.
I could say, you know, I need to have a think on that. I could do that. I don't think I do it often. And the fact that we don't use think as a noun very often is probably part of the reason that many of us, starting in the 19th century, reinterpreted this as thing. And we've got examples of thing going back to, you have another thing coming, going back to 1897. Merriam-Webster's got an example of another think coming back to 1867. Now, I'm having to be pretty careful here to say another think coming versus another thing coming, because if you say it quickly, it's hard to distinguish between the two. You've got another think. They sound very similar when you have that k sound right after it. This is an eggcorn being when we reinterpret a phrase with another word that we can also make sense of, although I get the argument that thing doesn't totally make sense. Brian Garner, in his usage guide from 2009, says that he finds it surprising, those of us who are saying thing, and that we don't have the idiom right, which historically we may not. He's got examples from the New York Times and elsewhere. NPR had a discussion of this when President Obama, in a news conference, said another thing coming. And it raised this question of, is that the way you're supposed to do this? But I have to say, I think you and I are in very good company. Thing, as in another thing coming, is trending. It's doing very well. I think we can keep saying another thing as long as we want to.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and quote Judas Priest here. If you think I'll let it go, you're mad. You've got another thing coming. Have a good weekend, Ann.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.